Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Everybody, it's Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll prove it over the next hour or so. We're heard everywhere, Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, gals and guys, you stay healthy. Radio stations like KSHP 1400 in very warm Las Vegas, Nevada. Mark Mancini will join us, the world's worst handicapper. Art Source, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans of USC, will join us. Laura Snoke, a longtime friend and attorney, will join us. We'll play a little bit of Barron sports trivia, but mostly we'll just talk about the major topics in the wonderful and wacky world of sports. And of course, you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. All right, was the NBA lottery picks fixed or not? I don't know. What do you think? They didn't want Utah to get it. Dallas had a 1.8 shot of getting that first pick, most likely Cooper Flagg, but did you think it was fixed? What do you think? Email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. A lot of people are in that direction, I'll tell you that. All right, Pete Rose, now eligible for the Hall of Fame. I think the next vote for him, though, would be in 2027. Character is going to play a role here in the last few votes. We've discovered is he going to get into the Hall of Fame? Does he belong in the Hall of Fame? You tell us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. And baseball is one tough business. 11 years with the Dodgers. Austin Barnes gets released this week. And catcher rushing is awfully good. He got two hits in his very first game. But it's a tough business. It really is. They make a lot of money, but they pay for it. A lot of former Dodgers are talking. A lot of present Dodgers are talking about Barnes is what he meant to the team. But we'll go on from there. We'll take a break, come back with the guys and gals, and go more with Sports Overnight America.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. Laura Snoke, attorney and good friend with us. Art Source, good friend, kicker for the Rams and the Trojans. And the one, the only, and the world's worst sports handicapper, Mark Mancini, with us. And, Mark, you think the Pittsburgh Pirates, even though they fired Derek Shelton 2 weeks ago or last week, you think they're going to win the whole thing, right?
I told the Pirates today they're in Philadelphia. I says, don't worry, block out the noise, get the earplugs in, you will win the division.
Laura, do you think the Pittsburgh Pirates are worth even talking about?
As long as the Dodgers are in first place. Ohtani hit two home runs the other night, last night. I mean, you know, it's
how about that? How about that? How about that?
Dodger land.
Hey, how about that home record of 17-4? That's pretty impressive if you look at it.
Hey, wait a minute. They haven't played the Padres yet. Watch out. Here come the Padres.
They haven't played the Padres yet.
This week, against the Athletics, and the Athletics on the road are very good. Athletics score 11 runs in the first game, beat the Dodgers 11-1. Second game, the Dodgers score 11 runs, and of course on Thursday night they score 19 runs, winning 19-2. So somebody's using the torpedo bat, or the ball's got something in it. Art, do you think something's in that extra? I don't know, a little bit extra in the baseballs. What do you think?
I have a theory here. We know that this weekend is rivalry weekend, where they geographically the Mets play the Yankees, Dodgers play the Angels. I have a funny feeling that Major League Baseball brings out those really good Titleists this time of year for these big series. Because I've been looking during the week, the scores are under the average of 8.5. And during the weekend, there seems to be a plethora of scoring. And I mean, it's to the point where it's pretty obvious to me that you don't want to be pitching on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Major League Baseball.
Laura, do you think they're putting somebody in the baseball, something in the baseballs?
No.
How about a little tighter seams?
I mean, like it's like all these conspiracy theories. They all depend on a fact that is impossible, because it depends on so many people agreeing to not say anything. And that's
let me ask you this question, Laura. I got to ask you. When Bud Selig saved Major League Baseball back in the 90s, and everybody was hitting 65 and 70 home runs, do you think that baseball was similar to the baseball that was used in the 60s?
Yeah,
Koufax and Bob Gibson and all those guys had 1.7 ERAs. I'm telling you, down in Haiti, when they tighten those seams up, it makes a huge difference. Yeah.
Well, I want to.
But I don't think they do it for the weekend. I mean, I agree that they've done it in different eras.
I want to throw out the question: how come ESPN seems to be in bed with the Cowboys, the Knicks, the Dodgers, the Mets, the Yankees,
the big skinny, big city teams?
Are they lining their pockets or what? I mean, you never. It's unbelievable.
And Fred's 100% right. That draft with Dallas getting the pick after they trade Luka Doncic, come on, a 1.8% chance. I'm going to go get a lotto ticket, and hopefully the NBA runs it.
Well, how can it be done, though? Think about it. I mean, there's just too many people.
Oh, wait a minute. The ping pong balls on some of these state lotteries, they've been proven over the years that, believe me.
Oh, yeah.
Rumors have it that Manfred met with Trump, and then he met with
is he getting his own jet?
No, Pat Keller, and of course Adam Silver did the same. So magic goes around, and I think that I look at a 1.8 shot. You know, people have won at 50-1 shots before. There's no.
Oh, yeah.
Arts won at 50-1 shot. So there's no guarantee it was fixed, but
you're
not going to give Utah that first pick in the NBA, is all I can tell you. They rather
Dallas. You know who was fans running the draft,
hang on,
Fred?
Mark, hang on. Fans are upset in Dallas still over the Doncic trade.
Yeah.
Go ahead, take it away, but one second, Mark. The fans are upset in Dallas because Doncic is no longer there, and certainly Anthony Davis is never healthy. So they're upset. They're trying to feed him something, and that thing would be Cooper Flagg. Mark, take it away.
Well, I think if you looked at the lot when they were doing the draft, I think Penn and Teller were doing it.
they're around. All right.
Hey, I'm excited. Pete Rose is in the Hall of Fame.
No,
he
should
have got in there.
Art, you going to vote for Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame if you had a vote?
You know, I spent a lot of time with Pete when I worked for Mizuno. And the Pete that I knew was a great, great baseball player. And then again, you know, then you look at guys like Babe Ruth, who was the quality guy that he was, and Ty Cobb, who also was, you know, just straight down the line super person. Are you voting for the best baseball players of all time, or are you voting your conscience about what kind of people they are? That's the question that has to be answered.
No, it's not that. He impinged on the integrity of baseball.
Do you know that Pete Rose was the most competitive human being I ever met in my life? And he would cry if he lost in his 40s. So for when people say that they question whether he loved baseball or loved winning, nobody loved to play full speed than Pete Rose. So I do hear your point.
I agree with you. He was a great baseball player, but he tainted the game because he actually bet on baseball.
Bud Selig did the same thing to the game of baseball. He was the commissioner.
Is Bud Selig in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Yes, he is. So, I mean, and you know, Bagwell's in the Hall
There's
of Fame.
No
and he never took any steroids or any HGH either. So, I mean, you know, if you have rules for one guy and rules for another guy, when a guy's dead, my theory is it's sad enough to get put into the Hall of Fame after you're gone. But if you deserve to be there, and I mean, the criterion has to be, how do you really look at the criterion, Fred? You tell me, what is the criterion for being a Hall of Famer?
In recent vintage, it's been characters played a major role, but let me throw some to you, Art. Mm-hmm. You say you know Pete Rose, very, very competitive.
Yeah. Right?
If he's very competitive, he never wants to lose. So if he's telling the truth that he only bet on his team to win, and he didn't always bet, the bottom line is
the day he didn't bet, he was betting on his team to lose, is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, what I'm telling you is that anytime he makes a bet, he wants to win that bet. So
right.
And the bottom line is if he only bets on his team to win, he's telling everybody out there he's going to use his best reliever, even though the reliever may have gone the previous two nights.
Well,
so we have, as Laura says, he does change the integrity of the game and the game analysis for many. And Fred,
he deserved to have a 20-year suspension or something of that nature. But if they're going to let the Menendez twins out in California, that changes the whole procedure of everything.
Oh, that's bizarre.
I mean, it's not like they haven't been in jail.
He was in jail for 35 years.
Yeah, but
basically,
here's the thing. And in Artie, I've always said it from day one, the three most competitive baseball players of all time that I've ever seen play the game, Pete Rose, Kirk Gibson, Bryce Harper. Nobody plays the game like those three.
Well, that's a great call. That is,
you know, and the other thing is, you know, if we're looking
How about Lenny Dykstra?
Yeah. If we're and here's the thing, Laura, and on the other side, Fred, if we're looking at Garagos standing there saying the Menendez brothers are model citizens in prison, when were they model citizens when they ambushed their parents?
Well, the bottom line is,
I think they should have gotten a new trial.
Right.
Because what happened with the trials, the way that the court excluded evidence in the second trial, I think,
Laura,
is the verdict. I don't
you know how California different. Changed from a three strikes law back in the 80s and 90s to a completely different set of laws as you work your way through the liberal perspective of things in the 2000s. I mean, from George Gascon to the original DAs in Los Angeles, that was a big change, super change.
Sure. Well, we're now back to having a law and order, quote unquote, DA in LA, and we'll see what happens. I mean,
But the thing with Pete Rose, you know, what he did on the field as far as a player, I don't see why people can't differentiate. You know, I don't agree
because
with what he did as a manager.
Because he changed the integrity of the game. By betting only on his team.
Fred, is he the only guy to ever bet on a baseball game?
I mean, it wouldn't bother me if he bet on football. It wouldn't bother me if he bet on hockey. I mean, even though gambling was supposedly
Ty Cobb is in the
But the fact that he bet on baseball, that he bet on his own team, I mean, that's pretty integral to the game itself.
Every player should bet on their own team. Then you'd know they're giving 100%, especially with the amount of money these guys are playing for.
But that's if you bet on every game.
Right.
He said he did was just bet on certain games.
Yeah, and that's my problem with it. That's why I think he deserved to be suspended for 20 years. He did, by not betting, he was saying his team wasn't going to win.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say that he's eligible to be voted in. So we don't know if he's going to get voted in.
We're going to take a break and play some Barron Sports Trivia. You can email us, sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. Laura, Art, Mark, and yours truly, straight away on Sports Overnight.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Sports Overnight America. Mark, Laura, Art, and yours truly. You can email us, sportsfred@aol.com. Time for Barron Sports Trivia, started with my cousins Lisa and Andy Barron. All right, we'll start with Mark because he's always so good as far as sports trivia is concerned. Although he's been doing better lately when he's been on. Okay. Mark, what school did Tiger Woods matriculate? Where did he go to school, Tiger Woods?
I always liked Tiger Woods. I always said he should have kept his first wife. But
what do you think?
At Stanford. Stanford.
You think he had the grades for Stanford?
I think he came on as Stanford.
Western High School and Stanford. That's a good call by you.
Really? Laura, you think he went to Stanford?
He did go to Stanford.
He didn't graduate from Stanford, but he went to Stanford.
Right.
What was his job there?
Turning off the lights at the stadium.
Turning off. All right. So, Mark, I got to give you congratulations. Laura, congratulations. Yeah. Art, I knew you would know this. Congratulations. You got it right on Barron Sports Trivia. All right.
It's like the last one I'll get right, and I didn't even get the first. No,
but you're 1-0. We're all 1-0. We're on the roll.
Laura, you got a shot here on Barron Sports Trivia. Laura's first. First African-American to win the singles at Wimbledon.
Oh,
first African-American ever to win Arthur the singles at Wimbledon.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
Let Laura answer. What?
Althea Gibson.
Male.
Okay.
Oh, Ash.
Oh.
All right. Arthur Ashe is the answer from UCLA. Is that Laura's answer? Art, is that true?
Yeah, she's right on both counts.
Yeah.
And she said she wasn't very good at trivia.
Well, you just happen to be picking things
she's
I know.
She's been doing homework.
She's loved 30 like all the way, baby.
You know, like these obscure baseball trivia questions from like the 1940s. That's where you, I'm lost. But
next week they're going to be
stick to the 20th century. I'm better.
All right, Art, this is for you on Barron Sports Trivia. Oldest golfer to win a PGA event. Oldest golfer ever to win a PGA event. Might have been Art Sorts. And you should know this because you were on the tour. You made $250,000 on the tour a long time ago, very long time ago.
Yeah, a major or a regular event?
It says a very a regular PGA event.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Art?
Your book might be a little outdated because Phil Mickelson did win a major at 51 years of age.
This guy's older.
Oh, yeah. I think I might have him.
He wanted Greensboro.
I'm going to go with Sam Snead. Slamming Sammy Snead.
Sammy Snead is the answer from Art Source, who was a professional golfer. Mark, is it Sam Snead, or what do you think?
No, I'm going to the blonde guy, Greg Norman.
Greg Norman is the answer. You're not saying in the seniors tour, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Greg Norman. Laura, is it Greg Norman? Is it Sam Snead or someone else?
I was actually going to say Sam Snead, but it's just a guess, and I usually try to get a bad pitch off of Art because he's usually.
Oh, come on, Laura.
yeah, I'll say Sam Snead.
Well, Laura's right. Art's right. Mark's wrong. And
you know the amazing stat, Fred? He won in five different decades as a professional golfer, which, if you think about the test of time, you know, I mean, and it wasn't like he was playing, you know, ham sandwiches. He was playing against Hogan and Dr. Fitzgerald. They had some great golfers in those days.
Oh, yeah.
And he's still the all-time leader, tied with Tiger Woods, for most official PGA Tour victories with 82, So slamming Sammy Snead. And here's the sad part, you guys. If the winner of this week's PGA Championship makes $4 million, you know that Sam Snead made $800,000 in his five-decade career? Think about that for a minute.
Yeah, obviously the money's gone way, way up. All right, one final question on Barron Sports Trivia, and it's for Mark Mancini. He's 2-1 so far this evening on Sports Overnight America. All right, between the Boston Celtics and the L.A. Lakers, certainly the great series in the history of the NBA, the most fantastic series, historic series in the history of the NBA. But obviously, not obviously, between 1987 and 2008, they didn't meet at all in the finals of the NBA playoffs. Finally, in 2008, they did meet. The Celtics win. Mark, who was the star in 2008 for the Boston Celtics? He was called the Big Ticket.
Paul Pierce. Inglewood.
Paul Pierce from Inglewood High School in Southern California. Is that what you say?
Yep. I'm going with Paul Pierce.
He said Paul Pierce was called the Big Ticket. What do you say, Laura?
Yeah, Paul Pierce. He's
Pierce from Inglewood High School in Southern California. Art, you know, Paul Pierce?
He's on Fox Sports now, too, doing a pretty good job on that afternoon sports talk show.
But he wasn't the Big Ticket. He was on that team. He wasn't the Big Ticket.
The Big Ticket, huh?
Was it the guard that went from Milwaukee there?
I was thinking that. Well, give us a hint, Fred. Come on, you're good at that. Mr. Alan Ludden.
Kevin Garnett.
Kevin
Garnett. There it is.
Yeah.
Kevin Garnett was called the Big Ticket.
Sneaky question by Fred. No, you did a good job there.
Kevin Garnett is a very interesting guy. I don't know if you've ever read anything about him, but
Did you see the Adam Sandler movie he made about gambling in the NBA? It was a pretty provocative movie.
It's on my list to watch that film.
You know, I don't know if you guys saw it, but Kendrick Perkins has been taking shots at Pat Riley to give it up down there in Miami. And the first thing I'm saying to myself is if John Starks hit his shots in New York, Pat Riley would have won wherever he went. And he's built such a culture there. What's Kendrick Perkins ever won? I mean.
Well, he won the free buffet at Las Vegas.
Yeah. I mean, why are you taking a shot at Pat Riley, the best coach of all time?
All right. Let's bring it back till Sunday's game. Oklahoma City is a 6-point favorite as we speak. Versus the Denver Nuggets.
Game 7. Woo-hoo!
Who do you like, Art, in that one? You're getting sick, but you like Denver.
I got to tell you, I think Oklahoma City's going to win the game. Whether they cover the 6.5, I doubt. You know, these games have been blowouts. So one thing about the West, there's been so many blowout games after the Clippers played the Nuggets that it's, you know, I mean, I looked at Golden State, you know, had Seth Curry not gone down or Steph Curry not gone down, That team would have had a legitimate chance. Draymond Green played Draymond Green basketball. But the surprise to me is Minnesota and Edwards and Randall and the way they've been able to come together as a team. I mean, I think they're going to give whomever makes it, whether it's Denver or Oklahoma City, into the finals. I think they're going to give them a real tussle.
Laura, you follow it. Not as closely as Art, I don't think. You like baseball like I like baseball, but 6.5 points favorite right now. Denver's the underdog versus Oklahoma City, the Thunder. Laura, who do you like?
I like Oklahoma City, and I like Minnesota. I think I picked Minnesota earlier to be a sort of a sleeper team in the playoffs, and I think they've just played great. I love Julius Randle.
What is the NBA going to do if it's Indiana and Minnesota in the final? Wow.
I think that's what it's going to – well – yeah, I mean, I hope the Knicks come through tonight.
Are they?
Well, the Bucks are on.
Let's go to Mark because we know that he's such a great handicapper. Mark, Denver is a 6.5 point underdog. Well, hang on, I'm going to call my bookie before you make this pick. go, Mark, who do you like? Denver versus
my palms are itchy.
I like Oklahoma City. I like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, but I'm really hoping the Celtics can beat the Knicks. I know they don't want to see that.
But how's that going to happen without their best player?
They're grueling. I don't know.
Mark, we will not discuss that game.
Tatum's done.
SportsFred@AO.com. SportsFred@AO.com. Mark, we want a winner between Denver and Oklahoma City.
I like OKC, but I want to also touch with the NFL schedule. How the heck did the Chargers take the Chiefs off a home schedule at SoFi and send them to Brazil? Why would you do that?
How about Green Bay getting to finish the season with all home games at Lambeau Field in December?
Penn and Teller.
Love likes it. Email us at sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. Talking about the Packers, their former quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, is still out there hanging.
Here's the latest. Aaron Rodgers just joined a country club outside of Pittsburgh. So I don't know if he's planning on hanging out with Pat McAfee or whatever. That's a pretty good sign. And everything that I've heard based on what I read in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette is that this is a fait accompli because they really do need him. Now, whether he's going to be the Aaron Rodgers we remember from 10 years ago or the old Aaron Rodgers is what we're going to have to find out.
He can't get much better at 40-plus years of age, no?
Especially smoking cigars on the golf course.
Justin Tucker will get picked up. Boy, that's a sad story in Baltimore, huh?
Well, you're guilty until proven innocent in this world now.
You think he'll get picked up?
I think he'll get picked up somewhere. He's a good – I think, it wasn't
– maybe an opera company will pick him up, but that's about the only chance he's got to perform.
There's a former Dodger pitcher for a short period of time now pitching in Japan who might agree with Art. You can email us at –
And Deshaun Watson seemed to do pretty good with that guaranteed contract.
And then we got P. Diddy leading the whole batch of these guys.
All right, we'll take a break. You can email us at sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. Back with more on Sports Overnight America.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and Small Soft Drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood Smoked Bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and be a third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Spring into deals and save on seasonal projects at Lowe's. Right now, get 4 select 8-pack annuals for just $10. Plus, get a free 60-volt Toro battery when you purchase a select 60-volt Toro electric mower. Don't miss out on these fresh spring savings. Shop in-store or online today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 4/30 while supplies last. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Excludes Alaska.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
What up, fellow Gen Xers? Elizabeth Banks here. As the original Latchkey Kids, we took things into our own hands, like house keys and video game controllers. And now it's time for us to do it again, because the recommended age to get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. We're at over 6 times greater risk compared to adults under 50. So go to VaxAssist.com and schedule. Gen X, this is our shot. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough. Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Art, Mark, Laura, and yours truly. Email us, sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. On the cover of USA Today Sports Weekly this week, Super Slip. Why did Shedeur Sanders slide in the NFL draft? Experts explain. Folks, it's very simple, okay? I don't think it's on his ability or his talent, although he's not as quick or as some of the quarterbacks that they want to be, but I think the answer is simple. It's the guy himself, is his father. I think LeVar Ball has taught everybody a lesson. You do not want to draft somebody or
Okay, Fred, if you're a general manager, right? Let's say you're Joe Shane, the general manager of the Giants, and you're having a meeting along with the coach, Brian Daboll, and you're talking to them about the different offenses and what you want to see and what your perspective are. And he says, hold on a second. I got to return this phone call.
Yeah.
No. Really? That's not what you want to hear.
But forget that for a moment. Just let me throw this out. Would you want to have to worry about prime time getting in your face? You got to play my son. You got to play him right away and things like that. Art, you played on the Rams. You played on USC. So you know the story behind the scenes. Tell us, do you think if you're a general manager or a coach, you'd want that to bother?
I definitely wouldn't. But I got to tell you, Fred, we have a different opinion of prime and Deion Sanders. I think Deion Sanders has been great for Colorado football. I think he's brought them to the forefront. And, you know, he started the hard way. He went to Jackson State, which is not an easy place to win, and he won. And, you know, Travis Hunter speaks very highly of him. Travis Hunter has a 3.9 GPA. Would anybody have ever thought the Heisman Trophy winner, Travis Hunter, who wore his pink outfit with a black shirt, you know, would be a sharp kid? Yeah, he is. And I think a lot of the media is a little bit jealous of what Deion has been able to accomplish. And, you know, he promotes something that a lot of people don't like in this world right now, which is God and some of the things that, you know, people want to keep separated from church and state a little bit. So, I don't know about that. I think his son is a little spoiled. I'd be the first to admit that. But I think he does have talent. And I just don't understand why Cleveland would pick two rookie quarterbacks, when you have two other veteran quarterbacks in Pickett and Flacco. That doesn't make any sense to me. Go ahead, Marky.
Well, and I think it's right because, you know, we've all – I was blessed enough to interview Deion. I like Deion. I've always liked his style. But let's face it, and Caleb Williams is coming out with a book, or his dad did or something. Somebody wrote a book on it. Quarterbacks go to die in Chicago, and I'm going to add two more cities to that. They also die in Cleveland and Las Vegas, and Laura's going to come after me on that one. Look at the decade of quarterbacks these three franchises have drafted, and look at what none of them have done.
All right.
The Raiders have had some good quarterbacks over the years.
Hang on. So Mark and Art really don't think that the prime time thing is the major issue as far as not drafting Shedeur Sanders highly. Laura, if you were a general manager of one of these clubs, would you take a shot at Shedeur Sanders with his dad being his dad?
I think Deion could be an asset to a team. I just don't think Shedeur Sanders is all that talented.
Can I ask a question, Fred, honestly, and Laura? Do you think that Marty Schottenheimer's son is a better football coach than Deion Sanders?
No.
I don't know. I don't know. His record at Colorado isn't all that well. I mean, he didn't know that.
No, but Colorado won one game in 2 years prior to him going there. Yeah. So, I mean, really for them to win nine games last year, Well, this is going to be the key year. What does he do without his kids? And you know, if he can continue the trend, I think you're going to see him somewhere, somehow, in the NFL within the next 3 years.
Well,
let me throw you something. How did he treat the former Colorado Buffalo players? How many did he get rid of?
He basically broomed 85 to 90% of the roster. Right. But and he told them, if you're good enough to play here, you stay and compete. And most of them decided on their own that they were leaving. He used the transfer portal better than any coach, and now USC is starting to do it. They're talking about the Trojans with their new general manager having a banner potential season next year. Not this year, but they've gone out and got all these guys. So, I mean, I think you're going to see real changes. Look what ASU accomplished last year with Cam Scataboo and Dillingham, the coach. They went from absolutely nowheresville to being one of the 12 teams that made it to the college football playoff.
Well, and Artie brings up an interesting point because I think Jerry Jones doesn't want to hire people smarter than him. That's the problem. I mean,
that goes back to 1995. That's almost 30 years of futility now.
Yeah, if you start bringing – well, some teams live off a tradition, and if you bring in a guy that's smarter than you,
you mean
he's
like
going to
want
complete control. Huh?
When's the last time the Steelers won a playoff game?
Long time.
Well, I don't know, but they haven't had a losing record under Mike.
Oh, they're 8-8 all the time. They had to change the NFL rule so the Steelers wouldn't be 8-8 anymore.
Well, wait a minute. 8-8 is better than being 4-12 every year and having promised to get
Not with the talent they have. Don't even go there. They're making Mike Tomlin out to be a Super Bowl the all-time greatest Hall of Fame coach, and he took Bill Cowher's guys that won a Super Bowl. That's the bottom line. I sound like the doggy now. But basically, he's done nothing on his own.
What have the Cleveland Browns done?
They made Baker Mayfield a good quarterback.
But when was the last time they did anything?
When Arians was their offensive coordinator and they beat Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh.
See, the last time they did anything in the playoffs was when Vinny Testaverde was there, right?
Well, it was a little bit later than that. But
come on.
Hey, let me tell you something. They say Stefanski is a genius. I have to question that occasionally. You know, just like Kyle Shanahan. How many Super Bowl rings does he have? He should have 4 by now. 1 as an assistant and 3 as a head coach. But he gets the lead in Super Bowls, and all of a sudden he goes in a shell.
Yeah, well,
that's not how you win Super Bowls. Hey, what about the hand model in Kansas City? He's pretty incredible, Andy Reid. Did you see his latest commercial?
I'm not an Andy Reid guy. Come on.
It's a great commercial, though. He goes, it's the off season. These hands. Oh, you got to watch out.
but listen, when was the last time these three franchises, Laura, the Raiders, the Bears, and the Browns have had legit
Watch out for the Raiders and the Bears this year. I'm telling you, this Ben Johnson, I looked at Caleb's stats last year. He threw for 3,400 yards, half the time on his back. He had 20 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. Now he's got a bona fide offensive coordinator who turned Jared Goff into the next coming of Joe Willie Namath. I mean, maybe this guy, maybe they can do something. I mean, there's hope springs eternal in Chicago and in Las Vegas.
Jim McMahon.
I'm sorry. The Browns last won and went 64. So yeah. I'm sure they get a good shot here.
I was seven years old, Fred.
When was the last time the Raiders won it? 81?
No. 84. When was the last time the Raiders won?
84.
84?
Yeah.
They beat the Redskins.
Did the Marcus Allen reverse the field, Jack Squirek with the interception.
Well, they were in L.A. then.
Yeah. They were the L.A. Raiders. I was working for him then. It was a wonderful time to be a Raider fan.
They're making.
I still have an L.A. Raiders T-shirt.
They're making a documentary on the
Laura's Raiders.
On the Raiders.
Yeah, Bale's playing Madden, and Nicolas Cage is playing Al Davis.
Yeah.
Laura's Raiders are chasing my Pirates. Who's going to win a title first?
Can I play Al Locasal?
He called me up one time and told me.
I'm sure you had fun with Al Locasal. What a toolbox he was.
We haven't won in 46 years, Laura. You haven't won in what, 44 years?
No. Who's we? You got a mouse in your pocket?
Laura's the Raiders and I'm the Pirates.
Oh, okay. All right.
So it's 1988 or 89, and I think 89, and I'm doing KBC Sports Talk. And I said that I don't think the Raiders should, at that point, if it wasn't sold out, you couldn't get the local game. And I said that the I don't think the peristyle end of seats should count as far as the
90,000 seats you got to sell for the to see a home game.
And so Al Casal calls me. Then I'm going further and further. And then I get honest to God, a call from an exterminator, and it says, "I heard that you wanted to be exterminated." So for the next 2 or 3 weeks, George Green, the general manager, had a police thing chasing me back to my house each night, each day, and, because of Al Davis and Al Lucas. Well, what was his nickname? What was his nickname, Art?
The he was the closer or something like that.
A weird nickname.
I actually sat in the car when the Jets, taking him back to the Hyatt House, when the Jets came into town with Alzado and Klecko and like those great receivers, and they upset the Raiders. Four bad things. Chris Barr missed a few field goals. It was a tough, tough game to lose. And, of course, the Jets go on to lose to the Killer Bees, and the Redskins win the championship that year. But I've never seen a more crestfallen human being. But what always blew my mind about that relationship between Al Locasal and Al Davis was Al Locasal was his right-hand man, but he never, ever allowed him to get his teeth fixed. And that always bothered me.
Wow.
I never understood it. Maybe he wanted that Raider image, you know, where it's like watching a hockey player. it always kind of blew my mind.
How about the Raiders are playing the Cowboys this year? That should be interesting. You could sell tickets in the LA.
Well, you know, Jerry Jones has basically templated Al Davis's career. Come out, win a bunch of world championships, and then the game kind of goes the other way, and you're still stuck here.
You know, it's hard to believe Al Davis, I think, passed away in 2011. So it's been 14 years.
He was a very conflicted man. He was half Jewish and half Sicilian.
I really think if John Gruden didn't make those comments and he stayed as a Raider coach, I think the Raiders would have been really successful. Yeah. Don't you?
I think the Raiders would have been successful if they had continuity with any of their coaches.
Even Bisaccia.
That's the biggest problem.
The one coach that won 11 games, the special teams coach, Rich Bisaccia, took him to the playoffs with Derek Carr, by the way, who retired just recently.
Right.
And he got broomed. So, I mean, I don't know.
All right, we're going to take a break on Sports Overnight America, and we'll talk a little bit more. And you can give us an email at sportsfredadale.com, sportsfredadale.com. Back with more.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America, Laura, Art, and Mark, and yours truly. You can email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. And let's talk women's sports, the WNBA. And again, I'm not a big women's basketball fan. My friend Randy Rosenblum used to do UCLA women's basketball and used to drag me there. But outside of that, up until the last few years, I really haven't followed it all that closely. Laura, are you a fan of women's basketball and Caitlin Clark, et cetera, et cetera?
I've become a fan of women's basketball just recently. I mean, I never really watched it before a few years ago, probably because I watched too many sports already and I didn't know how I'd fit another one into my busy schedule. But yeah, I think I really like watching women's basketball and I'm looking forward to the season. It should be real interesting to see. They have some interesting matchups. And
is Las Vegas still the best team, supposedly, the Las Vegas Aces?
Las Vegas, New York, I think, Minnesota.
Phoenix, Mercury.
Now, does Caitlin have a chance with that Indiana ball club to?
I think she does. Yeah, I think
she sure is amazing to watch. You guys,
it is.
She does move that meter. She gets eyeballs. I mean, she really does.
Well, let's get down to it. How much of that is racism, based on the fact she's white and most of the great players are African American? Mark, Art, what do you think?
Well, Lisa, I covered it for a while, and Lisa Leslie was promoted. I mean, a lot of the, WNBA players, if they're a star on the team, they get promoted. I will tell you this, the WNBA has progressed over the years, and the LA Times sports section is completely decreased over the years.
Don't you guys know that Donald Trump outlawed racism, so we can't even talk about it?
Well, you know, I got to say one thing. I never, you got to realize, I played at the University of Southern California, and 90% of my teammates were black. And I got to tell you, we had one goal, and that was to dominate and win national championships, which we did win two in my 5 years there, okay, and three Rose Bowls. We still all get along really great. And a couple of my teammates are as far left, they make Fred look like he's sitting in the middle of the road. Okay, that's how far left they are. So, I mean, honest to God, when I tell you, we still love each other despite the politics involved, because it's okay to have an opinion, as long as you don't try to force your opinion on someone else.
I agree completely.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go buy.
I don't think there's anything. And where I grew up, in my family, there was nothing we could not talk about.
That's right, and that's how life should be.
As long as nobody was hitting each other or.
We live in the greatest country in the world. We're free human beings to be able to discuss things, and you know, just don't be disparaging and tear people down for their beliefs.
All right, for Laura, for Art, for Mark, for Mario. More Sports Overnight America all night long. Bye, everybody.